clerk.
Yes, I'd like to call this meeting to order. Do apologize for the technical difficulties getting signed in. We had to do a lot of updates on the computer today. So at this time, I'd like to have the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we could all have a moment of silence, please. Thank you. Okay, at this time, if we could have a roll call of members. So Roger?
Roger Childers, present.
Larry Bagshaw, present.
Ray Hettings, present.
Sharon Hellman, present.
Jim Baldwin, present.
George Gorkowski, present.
Okay, we do have a quorum. So first, I would like to have a call for a motion to approve the minutes of the following meetings, October 27th to 2022, regular meeting. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
I so move.
Do we have a second? Second by Roger. All in favor to approve the minutes?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes approved. Okay, at this time, we want to have the reports from the board. So the first board presentation will be the WIFA EUSI Program Manager's Report, Mr. Paul Hendricks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Pleasure to be here today. We've had a busy time period since the last board meeting. We have a pre-bid for the three waterline projects, phase one. Four companies showed up. We expect to have a bid opening on December 15th, starting at 2 o'clock, 15 minutes apart with the three projects. We expect that we'll be able to get under contract end of January and have equipment show up in March and start the work. The projects range from 100 to 150 days each. And so we'll be busy in the Woodland Heights area, Whispering Pines area, and Cool Pines area over the next 150 days. If we do these consecutively, if we do them sequentially one after another, then we'll be basically over a year in getting these first three projects completed. We have over 15,000 feet of water line replacement in Woodland Heights, 4,000 and 2,000 in Cool Pines and Whispering Pines. So it's a substantial project. We hope that the bid prices come in at the engineer's estimate or below, and it'll be exciting to get rolling. These will be the first major water line replacement projects under the USDA fund. We will have a pre-bid meeting December 14th for the deep well. We are excited that we've finally gotten approval from USDA for that. We have a site for that. We'll be preparing that site. And then we hope to have a bid opening for a number of contractors that respond to this January 5th. That is also 150 days from the time we get rolling. And so we expect that that'll go well. That well is projected to be 2,000 feet deep, and we hope to have a substantial yield of water from that. And we'll be working with the Sunrise Engineering, who does our system modeling, to determine what piping is going to be required to deliver that water from that new well into the system. We're well along the way on White Oak Cedar Meadows pipeline design. We hope that it'll be bidding pretty soon. Portals 1 and 2, we're just getting rolling in those projects and hope to be able to bid in the early part of 2023. And that used to be a long ways away, but it's just around the corner, so I think it'll probably more like the second quarter of 23 for that. As you all know, we're using WIPA interim funding, and ultimately when the projects are done, USDA will provide funding. The staff is working on with our team on a number of non-USDA projects for existing wells and new priorities for developing well activities, locating septic systems, and dealing with a possible encroachment of our water wells with septic systems. We successfully finished a rehabilitation of the K2 storage tank. I'm sure the general manager will, district manager will talk about that in more terms. We completed the leak detection activities as will be discussed a little bit later. Did find some indications of leaking, and there'll be a more detailed report later on. We're happy to be moving forward with this procurement, and our team works together to help make sure we're in compliance with all of the USDA requirements with the engineers. So we hope to have some good news at the next board meeting, where we're able to have good prices and good contractor or contractors to get started on this water line replacement. I'm going to entertain any questions that the board has. Thank you very much.
I'm excited that we're moving along, finally. Thank you, Paul. Okay, the next report is Field Managers, Jim Baldwin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Field Managers report, we'll start with leaks and water loss. From the month of November, we had 22 leaks that we repaired, seven of which were actually found during the satellite flyover with the Estera project, so we got started on those. Estimated 250,000 gallons lost, around 200 man hours spent. Capital improvement projects that we're looking to getting up and going. We have Kelly Circle Booster Pump Station. It's just kind of an outdated station that we're going to get rehabilitated. We have a quote signed for building up the building addition to raise the height so you can actually walk in and work on it. That's going to be the first phase of the improvement there. We have a old new site, the Tomahawk Trail tank booster site. It's been out of, well, it's been built for, I believe about, I think probably about 20 years now, and hasn't been put into service yet. We have subdivisions being built up there that we're gonna need to get everything going and prepped up for the new subdivisions and the new houses being built up there. The tank there, as far as the procedures that need to be done before getting it up and running, the tank needs a recoat on the exterior. We need new pumps installed at the site. We're getting getting quotes for all of that right now. Lastly, capital improvement projects, Pine Ranch 2 booster site. We found a portion of our system that's a little bit underwhelming in pressure. We have a lot of complaints up there, so we're actually trying to bring this site back online. It was taken off, I think, in the past 2 years or so. We need to completely redo it from the ground up. We're going to take the building down, rebuild it. New pumps, new plumbing, new everything. So we're going to get all that renovated. Next, we have the K2 tank rehab and leak investigation. The tank recoating went well. We did find, after we started filling with water, that it was leaking. We didn't know where. After some investigation, we did find that it was coming from under the column stand at the bottom of the tank. So we decided to go with recommended repairs of jacking up the center column and welding steel plates under the column and over the holes. That was actually finished this week. We have everything recoated, resealed, and we're letting it cure until about Monday. We're going to start refilling the tank. We received and installed a second booster pump at the Milk Ranch tank site, so that's back up and fully functional. We've been continued on historic well investigations. We verified more septic locations all near some of the old wells, and most were within the 100-foot encroachment range, most likely rendering them unusable by the district. Strawberry Ranch 2 well. This well was test pumped for capacity. It failed to maintain a water level above the pump at a very low pumping rate. We got about 2 5-gallon buckets out of this well before it quit on us. So it's unable to support any meaningful use. We have Strawberry Hollow 4 well as well. It's an old one that we test pumped for capacity. It was found to require very low pump rates in order to maintain a water level. I think we set it at about 5 gallons per minute, which unfortunately does not really do a whole lot for us. We'll consider the cost to rehabilitate the site, see if it will be worth bringing back online. And lastly, the new diesel Ford F-350 was picked up and outfitted for duty as our 7th vehicle in the fleet. So I have the fuel manager report.
Any questions for Jim? Okay. Thank you, Jim. Next report is the finance manager's report, Sharon Hillman.
I don't have a report.
Okay. Treasurer's report, George.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have just received all the financials today. I will review them and if I have some things online, I'll report to the board. If not, I'll just report out next month.
Secretary's report.
Not.
Mr. Bagshaw, nothing. Okay, nothing from the vice chairman. District attorney's report, Mr. Wayne.
Yes.
Yes.
Great. Okay. Three things that I want to bring up and talk about, answer any questions we have. The two significant things that occurred, one, as you're well aware, the property is closed for the deep well site. That is good. I have now, through our my instruction is starting to look at making sure we're compliant with all the land use laws, zoning laws, things of that nature, and make sure that we do everything by the book, get everything taken care of as quickly as possible. Easements for the pipelines was the second issue. Those look good. We're just waiting on getting the signed copies of the easements, and those should be taken care of. So the USDA project seems to be moving right along. The third issue that we had pop up is the Strawberry Hollow HOA. Still going to look for some guidance there. My gut reaction, and again, I don't think it's wise to go out and spend thousands and thousands of dollars to research this until we have some better knowledge to go off of, but my general sense of it is what the district owns is a parcel, or not parcel, it owns a It doesn't own a lot, it doesn't own a parcel, it owns a tract. Now, normally those would not be something that pays and is subject to HOA dues. I'm still waiting to kind of, you know, negotiate that against the positions taken by the HOA, but with all of that said, I think that, you know, they're basically just looking for people to help pay for their expenses. Whether or not you as a board decide to do that, I think it's going to be more of a subjective call as opposed to something that you're required to do by law. Again, that's my preliminary assessment, and if somebody, you know, shows me some laws or some statutes or some rules that says I'm happy to do this, but I think Sharon brought up a very good point the other day, which was, you know, we're real curious to see if the Strawberry Hollow Domestic Water Improvement District pays HOA dues. I bet they don't. So, but they have property. So, anyway, to make a long story short, that's kind of where we are. Still willing to talk to them, still willing to look at it, and not trying to decide it because it's your decision whether or not we help them with the fees, which is essentially what they're looking for. But that issue will still outstand, and we'll keep working on it. Other than that, I don't think I have anything. Sharon or Tom or Ray, if there's something I've missed, please let me know.
Very good. Well, thank you, Steve. Any questions for Steve? All right. Next up is my chairman's report. Okay, as far as any external communication, as Jim mentioned and Paul also referenced, the Astera flyover, we received 9 lead cards, or was it 10?
I believe it's 9.
Okay, 9 lead cards in total, and the majority of those have been fixed, and many of those were at the meters. And again, any time that we can correct leaks, and I've kind of looked at the card here, that's going to get us closer to getting out of the moratorium. So that's our goal, is all these USDA projects, all the line replacements, anytime we can find a leak and recover lost water, then it makes more water available for us. So that's our goal, and that's really what we're striving for. And we spend every Thursday, the majority of the day, discussing these kinds of things and spend a lot of time on the phone with engineering to do this. A request for any and all records has been received by a concerned resident of the portals regarding the Tonto Ranger District's Pine Strawberry Trail system and some of the planned changes. So they referenced, in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act and the Arizona Public Records Law and Open Meeting Law that relate to the proposed Juniper Trailhead as part of the Payson Ranger District in the Tonto National Forest, whether originated by the U.S. State Department of Agriculture, U.S. Forest Service, Tonto National Forest, Payson Ranger District, the Arizona Department of Water Resources, and Pine Strawberry Water Improvement District, Pine Strawberry Fuel Reductions Organization, and Pine Strawberry Fire Department, Gila County Public Works. So just to be clear, Pine Strawberry Water Improvement District does not own the well house that's at this trailhead. Any or all the equipment at the proposed site is owned by Solitude Trails. So that discussion really should be held with Solitude Trails and not us. We have no party in it. It came through a condemnation that they own it all. So we merely have a well share agreement with them. So no ownership. So therefore, the previous concerns about damage or defacing our building, if you're not familiar with it, they're looking to do an expansion of the parking area, allow for horse trailers and so forth to come into that neighborhood. And the residents aren't real happy with that and trying to get as many parties as they can to object to it and possibly not allow it to take place. So when they contacted us, I wasn't familiar with all the background, but when we did all the research, and thanks to Sharon, our historian here, this matter and request should be taken up with Solitude Trails. We have nothing to do with it. All we have is a well share agreement that, and we pay for water that's used. We continue to search for grants and forgivable loans with the infrastructure funds. Just slow in coming. You know, you hear a lot of publicity about it and our government having all this money, but still hasn't released much. But we've put our name in and hoping to get some. A lot of the monies out there is a matching type of fund. We're maxed out on our loans. We've got $25 million in loans and we can't afford, we have no more money to put for them to match anything. So we're hoping maybe some forgivable loan or some free grant money comes available. So we're in line, we've put our name in. We've gone through Cinema's office and Mark Kelly's office, and we're hoping something comes out of that. We also continue to research the C.C. Cragen water source. A lot of discussions on that, the former Blue Ridge. We've had discussions with SRP. We have signed non-disclosure agreements where we can't share some of the cost. The cost is exorbitant. And in referencing to getting any additional loans, can't get loans, so hardly going to be able to afford the cost to tap into that water. But we continue to show interest, and if something does come about through some of the grants or some forgivable loans, we will certainly pursue that. And again, it's something that could help us get out of the moratorium. But really, it wasn't for wet water. It's water in the future. It's a legacy program. So 20, 30 years down the road, perhaps some water could be available for us to use out of that program. As far as engineering planning meetings, I attended all those in the month of November. The McKnight property was purchased, and we've now completed our evaluation. At this point, we've determined that we're going to attempt to put our deep well, our 2,000-foot well, and again, another effort to get more water. And if we're successful with that, again, the hopes of getting out of the moratorium. The K2 tank, you've heard a little bit about that, Superior. They have investigated the situation and determined the location of the leak and have done the repairs. We're now just waiting for the coating to cure, and we'll start filling that out. Also, the Tomahawk tank is being prepared for use. Superior has conducted an inspection, and we await the findings and recommendations to bring it online. Also, a list of wells has been developed for deepening, refurbishing, confirming current depths, flow, and encroachments to septic systems. So we continue to look at that. The list is also going to contain equipment at the site so that proper inventory may be maintained. We have got with KP Ventures from Cottonwood. They have visited some of our well sites and have submitted their findings and recommendations. So it will be a priority to ensure that all district-owned wells are operational to reduce the amount of water provided by well share agreements, particularly this time of year, because we can provide enough water. And you know, it's kind of silly to be writing checks every month to private well owners who have water to sell to us. But again, long term, you know, if we need the water, particularly in the summer months, during the holidays and so forth, we have an increase in water usage, we'll continue to keep those well share agreements. Ultimately, looking at possibly even purchasing those well share agreements. So we're always willing to, you know, see if the parties are interested in us purchasing those wells and having them as one of our wells. A new field truck, as Jim mentioned, was purchased and equipped to provide additional resources to the field operations. District is also evaluating the purchase of an asphalt grinder. We met briefly today on it. Pretty high cost for that, although it's pretty costly to have the asphalt once we cut it. We have a cutter that we can cut the sections of the road out, but currently we have to have that all hauled away. And it's costly, and it's the cost has increased. So we're looking at a cost-benefit analysis to see if it would make sense for us to buy a grinder where we could put those pieces into this piece of equipment. It grinds it up, and we would be able to use it for bedding material. So we're looking at that, but it's pretty pricey. Staff continues to study and prepare for water distribution certifications. So, you know, that training continues along with all of the safety training that takes place. So that's all I have for my report. Any questions?
Is there, what's the percent of the wells that have been reviewed so far? How many have we gone through that, do we know?
Everything that we've been able to verify that it's ours, so.
So we've done everything.
Yes.
Yeah, the Zebra Ranch, we, you know, Jim talked about that, so now that's off the list because it had a very strong sulfur smell and only 2 5-gallon buckets. That's what we were able to pump out of it. So, you know, we really need to be smart about where we spend our money and, you know, what wells. I mean, if we're doing a 2 to 3 gallon a minute well, could we do better maybe at a milk ranch that used to run at, what, 80?
Yeah, around 80.
And now it's dropped to?
19.
19 or 20.
Wow.
So that's where we should be spending our money we can do.
That would require deepening then?
No, not possibly deepening. Maybe just find out if, because we have an issue over there with sand. So if we can find out, we're going to video it, find out where the sand is coming in. Right. Perhaps maybe we go shallower. We've had a recommendation from a resident saying, I think you're too deep. Maybe you need to kind of fill in the bottom of the well and then just draw from the top. But in order to do that, we're going to do some additional testing. KP Ventures will be assisting with that. So we're really now identifying where can we get the bigger bang for our buck? Where can we get more gallons per minute from a well? And, you know, not worry about the 1 to 2 gallons a minute. Let's go after the big ones, 20 to 30 additional gallons per minute. Which again brings us to assisting us in getting closer to get out of the moratorium.
Okay, thanks.
Anything else? Okay, at this time we go to discussions and general unscheduled comments from the public. So again, we limit it to 3 minutes. So I do have one card here. And subject is, we're on the wait list for a meter. So James and Rebecca Reyes.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm a talker, so I'll let her talk.
Okay.
Apparently I'm the talker. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members. This is actually my second meeting I've attended. I came probably going on almost 2 years ago for the first time because my husband and I had invested all of our life savings into land up here 1 week prior to the moratorium becoming in effect. So we've been patiently awaiting on the list for quite some time, and our road's almost done, and our lenders, you know, we need to start construction, but we can't until we can figure out where our water's coming from. And I'm praying that you guys, you're gonna wanna run water to our pipes that are brand new and not leaking. So I was hoping to hear some feedback on perhaps what ourselves and our other neighbors could be looking forward to. I've heard you mention many times, Mr. Chairman, that you guys are working towards getting out of the moratorium. I don't know how deep that list is currently. I think we're number 19 on it ourselves, and, you know, just trying to get an update. Thank you.
Who wants to speak on that? Jim, do you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Well, Jim?
Bueller.
Basically, it's pretty up in the air right now. I don't think we have an active date that we're looking, that we're going to be out of the moratorium. I think the biggest thing is these new wells and trying to figure out these old wells and getting more production out of them. That's the thing that's going to bring us out of the moratorium the fastest. So. We're focused. That's our main focus at this current time.
Are you guys planning on just opening it wide up and just anybody who's on the list to get a meter when you guys come there? Or what could we look at for the wait list and how that works?
Yeah, what's happened? I think we have, it's a total of 90-some on the moratorium list.
Okay.
Now, some of those individuals are requesting 14 meters. Another one, for instance, the new development that's going in, the Tomahawk that we mentioned. There'll be a number of homes up there. So one name, but 14 meter request.
No one wants to live up there.
What's that?
He's just being smart, honestly. Okay. That's why he told me.
So, no, what's happened? We have a technical memorandum that we had done probably 9 months ago from Sunrise Engineering, who's one of our main engineering firms that we use. And their number that they came up after they did all the water modeling, all the water production, so forth and so on, we are short 177 gallons per minute of water.
Okay.
At one time we got down to 133, but as time goes, every week, and you know, as you heard Jim, how many man hours spent on repairing leaks, every time there's a leak, that's lost water. So that 177 may have gone up a bit or may have dropped a bit. So until we can get down to zero, you know, that 177, because that's our shortfall right now, until we can get there, we will look to start opening up the moratorium list. And when it opens, it's not going to open and allow all 90 meters to come on board, because that would, how much water is considered for 1 meter or for one home?
I think 0.16 gallons.
0.16 gallons per minute is what the calculated amount is. Mm-hmm. So once we can get to that zero number, getting that 177 back and recovered, and part of this hysteria, as you heard, we had a satellite flyover. Mm-hmm. We have hopefully captured a lot of water. In fact, Sharon, I think the report that you just pulled today was, what was our loss for this month?
28%.
28%. Probably 2 years ago when you came in, it was upwards to 40% water loss. Mm-hmm. So we're making headway. We're finding the leaks. The elk aren't real happy with us because now it's less water for them to drink. But we are finding the leaks. And the crews work real hard when we find them. Unfortunately, we have a number of communities that were put in with shoddy material, shoddy installation, poor piping, all sorts of pipe. Even non-conforming pipe, but 40 years ago, there was no conformance standard. So that's the problem, and that's what we're faced with. So just when we think we're making headway and trying to lower that number, another big leak comes. But you know, this is really, you know, I guess I'm excited about the reduction and now only 28% loss. Because ultimately, if we can get down, what do they say, the
average
under
10. 10?
Under 10.
Is under
10%.
Is when you guys might consider allowing some of us to have meters again.
Let me give you a little bit of hope.
Please, because I need it. It's been
brutal. I need to walk out of the room right now. Part of the reason we're putting in this deep well is because we're if it comes to pass that the way we're expecting, we expect to get upward of about 170 gallons a minute, maybe, if it's deep enough.
We could get close to making up that gap,
a lot of that gap, just with that. But, of course, we can't guarantee it's going to happen. But
when do you guys think you'll find out, just so we can come back to the meeting after that?
Paul, when do you think they'll have the deep well completed?
150 days from the time we tell them to start.
And we're putting it out for bid January.
It's out for bid. So hopefully in 6 months.
We're opening bid on January 5th. We probably will take until March to go through the legal stuff and get them under contract. At that time, they'll order their equipment, and we'll have a better idea of when all of the piping, and there's 2,000 feet of pipe, so not just go down to Ace Hardware.
Right.
And so then they'll give us the schedule, but they have to have their work done 150 days from when we start. During that time, we're going to be in parallel designing the pumping electrical equipment, working with APS on the power. As soon as we know how much water there is and at what depth we have to lift it, we'll know how much horsepower and how big the pump and all that equipment is. Hopefully we don't have to have any specialized equipment. We believe from history that the water level is about 1,100 feet there, and so we believe that the power supply in the area won't be an extraordinary high level, and so they should have enough power in the area for that to be able to drop a meter and run that.
So do you guys feel, again, thank you for the optimism because I needed it, do you guys feel that it's plausible within maybe a year that we, if all goes well with this particular well that you guys are looking to put in, that everybody might actually have a meter? Or are you guys thinking It's just going to depend on.
I think it's going to be a rollout of meters.
Okay. It's going to be an incremental release, I think.
Unless we hit some
massive amount of water,
you know.
Okay.
And Paul has to put all that heavy duty equipment in, then that might solve the problem a little quicker. But you know.
For those of us that haven't started construction yet and that may not need actually water for a year out, would you guys consider giving us, you know, any type of guarantee within 2 years or within any certain amount of time, or there's just not going to be any of that?
I don't think we can do that, no, because we don't know.
Yeah.
And if we can get more rain, if we can get more snow, you know, to add to.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a difficult position to be in. It was, believe me, it was probably one of the worst things I ever had to do to come into a community.
Right.
And be on this board to say, no more building. Because we just don't have the water. In fact, I just had discussions with the fire department today.
Uh-huh.
They want us to put in fire hydrants. We don't have enough water. In fact, the hydrants we have, it would probably run for 2 minutes. And it'd be out of water. Just no water.
Okay.
But it's optimistic.
Yeah. And we are pursuing other water sources at all times, all sorts of water sources.
So what if we
that are affordable? I mean, some are going to be way out of our price tag.
What if we wanted to drill our own well? Is there an issue with you guys doing that? Like if we tried it? Because I know a lot of people have their own.
That's your own personal
use. Yes.
So then do we don't have to apply with you guys? Or
you got to apply with the county and work through them. So it doesn't. We have no part in that.
Okay.
The ADWR.
ADWR, Arizona Department of Water Resources.
We just apply with them. I mean, I'm just trying to think of whatever we can, because our lender won't let us start construction until we have an answer, and we don't with you guys yet. So.
And Gila County was real bad because they would go ahead and say, yeah, go ahead. Well, we hadn't issued the will serve letter. So we had to get with the county and say, hey, hold on. Time out. We don't have the water, so you can't be issuing or giving the permits to build when they, you know, the resident doesn't have a will serve.
Right.
Mr. Chair, this
yes.
Is we're starting to move a little far afield from the public comments and what's on the agenda, so we need to move on to another.
All right. Very good.
Thank you.
Okay. Any old business? Discuss and take possible action regarding the report from STERA about the leak detection program. Again, I believe we received that.
Yeah, we have it.
We have it. Okay.
Yeah, it's on the agenda, and I just made a small little background here. While the total leaks in district were only 10, the volume water loss is staggering. With those 10 leaks fixed, according to this report, we'll recover 23 million gallons per year, and significantly reduce our loss in unaccounted for water. In my opinion, it was well worth the cost. And it's really only for discussion and information purposes.
Yeah, 115,000 versus 54 we paid for, you know.
Exactly.
At least you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, do they give us a discount when we do it again, maybe in a couple of years?
Yeah, I think we discussed that.
No, we get two.
No,
we already
have it. They did the second? Okay, I thought they wait longer.
Yeah, they did them a couple days apart, and I let them know I wasn't happy.
Okay, as far as the next topic, discuss and take possible action regarding Strawberry Hollow HOA request regarding our well site and access.
That's not 9-1. Mm-hmm.
That's
9-1.
No, it's not.
9-1 is the audit.
9-1, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So 9-1 is the acceptance of the...
the annual audit.
Annual audit?
Yeah.
But that's information?
Yes, it's all informational. We're just approving the audit as it is, so it can be posted to the website.
Good.
It is what it is, and it's a good audit, and we had a federal audit as well because of the USDA funding.
Do we need to make a motion to approve it, or that's what I was asking?
I did. Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah. I make a motion that we approve the audit reports.
I second it.
Okay, any further discussion on the audit report? All in favor to accept the 2022 audit report as presented?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? 2022 audit report is approved. Thank you, Sharon. Okay, 9-2, got ahead of myself.
Yeah.
Discuss and take possible action regarding Strawberry Hollow HOA requests regarding our well site and access. So Sharon, if you'd like to cover that, I know my name's on it.
Yeah.
No.
On there.
That's right.
Yeah, the district purchased the Strawberry Hollow 3 well in 2010. The well and filter building are on Track J of the Strawberry Hollow Phase 1 subdivision. The district owns several other wells in the same area that were drilled by ENR Water Company and became the district's wells in the condemnation. The district and our attorney have been in communications with Rod Omar, the current president of the SHPOA, regarding annual fees to the association. In the past, the district paid HOA fees from 2010 to 2015. There are no bills from the association in our records since 2015, therefore no payments have been made. They are requesting the district pay annual fees of $718 per year beginning 2022, and their proposal is attached. We need to know if the Strawberry Hollow domestic water improvement district and other utilities that operate tracks within the subdivision, such as Alliant Gas, are paying the same fees as requested by the district. I recommend that we have a board discussion on this matter and see if PSWID is asked to pay POA the same as other utilities within the subdivision. I thought he was going to be here tonight to be able to answer my questions, but he hasn't returned my call when I called him either. So normally when the district has property within subdivisions and their HOAs, we have properties in the portals where there are HOAs. We have properties in all other areas of the district where there are HOAs, and we have tracts in there with wells and buildings and all kinds of stuff. They're not taxable because we're a public entity. We pay no taxes on those. So in my estimation, that's a utility tract. It's put in for the utility companies to use, and therefore we don't belong to any associations or should have to pay any association fees.
Steve, can I ask a question? Steve, as a public entity, a district, are we allowed to be in an HOA? I believe we're not.
That's a very good question. And I did dig a little bit. It appears to me, at first glance, that as a district, as a political subdivision of the state of Arizona, you can't join things like a property owners association. You can't vote. You can't be like a shareholder of a corporation, things of that nature. So their request is kind of unusual. I think we've all known that from the beginning. I think the burden is on the property owners association to make a compelling argument that we need to pay this money. I don't see the legal reasoning behind it yet. I just don't. I don't think our tract is a lot. It's not a parcel. So it's up to them to show why we would pay these homeowners dues.
And I guess they wouldn't be called homeowners dues because we can't be part of an HOA. So they would have to be considered something else.
Payment in lieu of, yeah.
Out of curiosity, how much were we paying in 2015?
$400.
From 2010 to 2015, we paid $400 a year.
And we just stopped getting the bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't receive any more bills. We do pay our bills.
Yeah.
When you don't get a bill,
why pay?
How do you know that you owe anything?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay, that's it for new business. Item 10, any potential agenda items for the next scheduled board meeting, which will be January 19th. So today's meeting is covering the month of December due to Thanksgiving falling on the fourth Thursday.
Yeah.
And then December with Christmas. So we're putting the January 19th to be our next meeting.
No, it won't. January 26th.
Okay.
January 26th will be a regular board meeting.
Fourth Thursday.
But on January 5th, we need to have a special board meeting because we have board members that have to be sworn in, and we have to elect officers at that meeting. And we can't wait until the end of January to do that.
Okay.
So we usually do that early in January, and the 5th looks like a good date.
Okay, so that's the plan for now, is we will look to schedule our next meeting January 5th. Any additional items for the next meeting?
We may have some, at this time I don't know what we'll have in contracts with USDA or anything like that, okay. So.
Yeah, that's always an open topic, so probably ought to have that as a standing agenda item. Okay, if nothing else, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
I second.
First by Sharon, second by Roger. All in favor to adjourn?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everyone.